I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The HDM. Drew Hill covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Thursday here on the show. And he's here now. You ever had a bad road trip, man?
Oh, I had a road trip. I was taking a road trip, 7-hour drive down to Tuscaloosa when I was in college from Louisville, and my friend's car broke down. We got stuck in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. We had to have some friends come pick us up. So maybe that's probably the worst road trip I've been on. I went to Florida this year when I had strep throat. I had like 102 fever. We drove 12 hours to Florida because I wasn't canceling the vacation. Those are probably the two worst road trips I've had. I don't know if it's as bad as this Grizzlies road trip, though.
All right, we're gonna play a little word association game here. I guess it's not word association; it's just fill in the blank. The Grizzlies road trip this past week has been blank.
I'm teetering between disastrous and disappointing. I'm not going disastrous because there's a lot of season left.
It's been pretty disastrous, man. I mean, if we just take a week, it's been a pretty damn calamitous week.
It's been no fun. One word.
They also lost. They also lost Steven Adams. That's another calculation to make.
Yeah, it's been concerning. It's been no fun. It's been abominable. How about that one?
I like it, man. Getting deep with the source over there.
Can't even spell it.
Tuscaloosa School of Journalism right there, folks.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, to lose the way that they did to the Lakers, meltdown. To lose the way that they lost to the Kings, come back, and then just stop, full stop in the second half, blowout. And then now to lose the way that they lost last night to the Warriors, yeah, I mean, that is just, it's a brutal. It's been a brutal road trip. First time they've lost four games. They didn't lose four games at any point last season in a row. It's been since February of two seasons ago that they've lost four straight games. So obviously it's not been good. It's been bad. I think there's been a lot of things that have become concerning a little bit over this road trip. The shooting is still not good on the West Coast. Steven Adams is now hurt. The wing play has not been good enough. And so, yeah, there's a lot of problems right now with the Grizzlies.
I guess that's, you know, if we were prioritizing those, Drew, if Taylor Jenkins this morning, and I'm sure he is looking at that list of things he's got to hit with this team, what's at the top for him? What's number one in terms of getting short up first?
They got to figure out their offense, especially without Steve-O, because – late in that game, their offensive sets were pretty bad. You know, Dillon took the bad three with 11 seconds left on the shot clock. They had two possessions that they pretty much just wasted and threw up a shot at the end of the shot clock that was not a good shot. And then, you know, the one play that they did make was on the jaw drive where he passed it to Brandon Clark. But for the most part, that was really bad offensively late in that game. And that was honestly the biggest part of allowing Golden State to come back the way that they did. They have to be more organized than that. They have to play better than that on that end of the court. They have to be more disciplined. You can't be taking the shots, some of the shots that they took. And so, I think it starts there. Like you've got to figure that out. And then, I mean, the other thing is, you know, if you're the front office, you got to take a hard look at this team right now. You still are one of the best teams in the Western Conference. You'd be crazy to say that you believe that the Grizzlies cannot win the Western Conference, because of course they can. But are they good enough as currently constructed, and from what you have seen on some of these trips against some of the better teams in the NBA? That you got to take a hard look at that. I think you got to look at the wing rotation. You don't really know what you're going to get from Danny Green quite yet. So it's, you know, the trade talks are going to be interesting. I think more likely than not, they still don't do anything. But when the wings don't play well and you're looking to address, you know, one of the biggest needs on the team, that are, and that, and it may be on the wing. And it just, it's like the storyline is also matching up with the current time of the season, the trade deadline. The wings are not playing at well at the trade deadline, and that was the position that we were going to be talking about come this time of the year. So it's all lining up right now for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is the fundamental question, right? Is like, how do you, because I, you know, to run a, to be a general manager in the NBA, like, to be good at it, you have to be able to be pragmatic and separate and draw a line between this is a bad week for us and this is a bad scheduling spot for us, or is this week exposing a potential deficiency? And oh, by the way, like, how much do we think we're going to get from Danny Green, and how much are we going to have to end up depending on Zaire Williams? I mean, isn't that the heart of the argument? And I don't know, like, how you, I can't do it, because like, I'm watching it and I'm seeing it, and my first thought is I got to get on the phone with Toronto. You know, I gotta go. You know, plus Dylan Brooks isn't giving you, but that could change. Dylan could bust out of the slump, and in 2 weeks could be averaging 18 again on 46% shooting. I mean, I couldn't be a successful NBA general manager, because I would react to 1 week of a sample, and that's just not how you can do it.
42%.
No, I know. I'm kind of with you, John. I fly by the seat of my pants a little bit when it comes to the takes too. Like, I'm with you. And we would be talking about this totally differently had they closed out the games that they probably should have closed out against Golden State in L.A. Like, if they were 2-2 on this road trip instead of 0-4, like, we wouldn't – there'd be no panic. Nobody would be hitting the panic button and be like, all right, well, you split this time. Now you're going to Minnesota. But that's not the way it worked out. They couldn't finish two of the games that they probably should have finished. They had some bad performances from some key pieces in some of these games. And so now we're sitting here forced to question whether they have enough at the end of the season, which is, by the way, totally different. Because I remember earlier this month, I was in Orlando. We were talking about how 538 had them as the finals favorite. And so, like, yeah, we kind of do allow ourselves to be manipulated, I guess, by just a couple game sample size. And if you're the big boss, if you're Zach Kleiman, you just can't let that happen.
Yeah, you wonder, too, how much of these are they closing out if they're not the worst free-throw shooting team in the league? You know, nobody wants to talk about free-throw shooting, but when you're so professional in so many other areas, best defensive team in the league, and you're that, let's just say, I mean, you're the worst in the league, that unprofessional at the free-throw line, at some point it comes back to cost you, and it has in some of these games. And you figure, you know, it may bite you at the ultimate point when, you know, somewhere in the playoffs it's so bad.
Yeah, I wrote about this a couple of months ago, because they were already on pace to be the worst free throw shooting team in the NBA back then. And you would wonder how much of it was Steven Adams just shooting such a bad percentage from the line. But it really is not just him. Like, everybody, for the most part, shooting below their typical percentage. Like, and especially in the game last night, to see Desmond Bane miss two clutch free throws.
Man.
I mean, that's tough. That's tough to see. I mean, I don't think if he's put in that same position again, he's missing. But time and time again, we've seen the Grizzlies not come up with clutch free throws, no matter who is shooting at the end of games. And the thing that's, you know, hard about that is that there's not much you can do about it. Like, get in the gym and practice your free throws, but they're not going to miraculously turn around their free throw shooting in the middle of the season. That's just going to be that's going to be something they have to live with until the end of this thing. So, yeah, no, that's one of the more painful struggles that they've had on this road trip as well.
We're talking to Drew Hill, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian. What about in terms of the specific matchup with Golden State? Now, maybe a lot of it is very much influenced by not having Ja Morant in the latter part of that series, but how much, you know, because when you think about building a championship team, it's like, all right,
when the Golden State Warriors went out and signed Kevin Durant, they did that so that they could beat Cleveland. You know, there's always like a team you're constructing your team to be able to beat. How do you just sort of analyze this particular matchup with Golden State and just the way that they have gotten the better of the Grizzlies the last, you know, what is it, Jay, 6 out of 8?
Yeah.
You know, how much do you inject into that?
Yeah, this is something I feel like I'm not going to overreact to based on these two games this season. I think last year in the playoffs, so much happened in that series where, you know, guys got hurt. Ja didn't play. Steve-O didn't play the first two games. Dylan was obviously suspended for a game. So it's kind of hard to make declarations based on that, right? Because it was just such a scrambled mess by the end of it. But the two games this season, I don't really want to completely overreact to. Like, the Grizzlies have shot it poorly in both games, and it's not for a lack of good looks, I feel like. They just can't make threes on Golden State's floor for whatever reason. I think at home, maybe that's a little differently. I'm hesitant to overreact and be like, you know, Golden State just has a way to lock down the Grizzlies. I don't necessarily think that is the case. And then, you know, from a matchup standpoint, like the first game, Golden State's role players played incredibly well. And that was obviously going to be hard to overcome from the start. Are they going to play really well every time of a 7-game series? Probably not. So I don't really want to overreact to that game. And then last night, the Grizzlies should have had it. They had every chance to put that thing away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.